after you got those bundles tied up, what do you do to move the oats from the stalk?
Meat out of the field.
Well, like you picked them, you put them in bundles and brought them in. And then to remove the oats from the stalk, what do you do?
From the stalk?
From the
wagon or
no,
truck?
No, that's not what I mean. You cut your oats and you put them in a bundle.
Yeah.
Okay, now if you wanted them, or I imagine if you want them for fodder, that'd be okay just the way they were, but say you want to for oatmeal or something like that, you'd have to remove the oats from the just the cereal itself, from the stalk of the that it grew on.
Never really done like that.
Okay, well, I was thinking of something like thrashing them or threshing them. You know that term?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thrash.
Okay. Well, would you say oats is thrashed or oats are thrashed?
Are.
Okay, that's what I wanted.
We don't do much of that, though. We feed ours, right?
Okay. Did you have oats when you were growing up?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, somebody knocks at the door and they say, is that you? And you say, yes, it's
me.
Okay.
All right. Yes, I. But they don't say it that way.
Okay. Don't use that much, do you? Would you ever use that?
Yeah, supposed to, but you don't do it that way.
Okay. I don't either. I have used it on the phone to somebody I didn't know. When I wanted to let them know I didn't want to talk to them. Well, what about if it's, you're talking about someone else, they say, which one is Joe? You say,
that's Tom.
Okay, well, if they say, which one is Joe, and you're pointing him out, you say,
that's him.
Okay. Or if it's a girl, okay. Or if it's several people, it's
they, them.
Okay, which would you say?
Those are they. You're right, but
it sounds funny, wouldn't it?
It's them.
Okay. You might say about someone else, comparing them to yourself. He isn't as tall.
I am.
Okay.
No use saying am, but they put it in there.
What?
No use saying am, but they'll add that to it.
Yeah, right. And